Stace Cargi and Lindy Turner.
Welcome to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I'm Stace Cargi.
And I'm Lindy Turner.
And first of all, happy Mother's Day.
Absolutely. Yay, mothers.
Yay. I'll tell you what, this is that day that's a little bittersweet. You know what I'm saying? You know, for those of us who no longer are with our mothers.
Right.
You know, it's always one of those things where you have to do that gulp.
Yes.
But then at the same time, I say the sweet part of the bitter is, you know, that I'm just so blessed that I had the mom that I did.
Exactly.
I mean.
And so blessed to be a mom.
Of 17.
I know. It never ceases to take my breath away.
I know. 17. And people ask me all the time, did you say 17? So you've got like 17 dogs and No. Those are the humans. I have two dogs. So, you know, if we're going to throw those in, then we're at 19.
Right. And how many grandbabies?
I have 33 and number 34 is in the oven.
That is so amazing.
Yeah. So let me explain, because before you think, I mean, yeah, I'm tired, but what do you think? Oh, this poor woman. Actually, I acquired my children. So through the loving gift of adoption that I'm eternally grateful for. So my children were not of my body, but believe me, they are of my pocketbook.
And your heart.
And that too. I always tell my kids, you know, they'll say, well, you know, did you have them all? I was like, oh, but I bought them all. You know, so they're mine. They're definitely mine. Are they yours? Well, yeah, I bought them.
But, acquisition, you know, expert here.
It's true. You know, and we were very, very blessed. It's a craziest story that I actually had three girls that I raised that were my first husband's biological nieces. So they weren't even any biological tie to me.
Right.
But we sort of acquired them, and then I ended up raising them. So those were my three, and then I met my husband, and he had adopted children. So he had six adopted, six biological. So now we ended up adopting our daughter's best friend and put her through college, and we adopted a great nephew, and, you know, so yeah.
Well, I would just like to take this moment to say the world is a better place. And what and how special mothers like you are, because every child so deserves a loving home.
And it's true.
You know, and love comes from all people in all different situations, and you know, you chose to be a mother. Times almost two dozen.
And it's scary when you say it that way.
It takes my breath away.
It's cool though, because my parents were so amazing, and I like that we're giving this time to pay some tribute.
Absolutely.
My parents were, all grandchildren were created equal. That was my mom's saying.
Yes, ma'am.
She did not care how grandchildren came to be. If you lived down the street and you called her grandma, you were a grandchild to her. She was an equal opportunity grandma.
Aww.
And when I looked at my parents, that I think is the greatest gift that they gave me above everything, was my parents were very hardworking. They were what we would consider working poor. You know, they never had two nickels to rub together.
Right.
But I never for a second went without the things that I needed. They would sacrifice, which I know now. Of course, I wouldn't have known it then. But I see now the things that they did to provide the opportunities to me and to my siblings. And when I think about my parents, and I hear my friends talk about their parents, and, you know, and they may have had this and that and the other, but they'll say to me, but, you know, I always considered your parents my second set of parents.
Right.
And to me, that's like the greatest gift.
It is. Yeah. It is. And look, you know, you're an adult plus some.
Yes.
And that still impacts your life and becomes the first thing you think about when here on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And I get it. I mean, I had a, I'm going to say somewhat similar upbringing. And I was raised by a single mom. I had one brother, and, you know, she worked two jobs. She worked all day as a secretary, and then, but she came home every night after work, fixed us some kind of supper, And then went off to job number two, as a waitress at night in order to raise us. And, you know, again, we didn't have fancy food, but we never were without food.
Right.
As an adult now, I can appreciate just how hard it was for my mom. And that's really important to recognize and reflect on. Like your friends, though, my best friend growing up, she had a nuclear family. You know, she had a mom, she had a dad, she had two sisters and a brother and a dog. You know, it was like Ozzie and Harriet.
Yeah.
And I spent a tremendous amount of time with that family, and for our entire growing up period. And they are so important in my life as role models, in that they treated me like one of their kids.
Yeah.
You know, they knew my mom had to work a lot, and you know, we need all kinds of mother and father figures in our life. There's so many ways to succeed in parenting.
I agree. I think this is such a beautiful tribute and discussion, because no one loves like a mother does. I'm sorry, but a mother's love is next level.
And when they can love outside their own biological children, it's amazing.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law she was one of a kind, a very special lady. And I'm sure there are many people on this show that know her. Her name was Betty Turner. We lived in Crab Orchard, and she had a heart as big as the sun. And you know, I don't care who you were, what strange you were, if you were there selling Fuller brushes or trying to sell a vacuum cleaner, she set you down and fed you, made the best fried chicken on the face of the earth, and treated everybody the same. When my husband was the oldest of five children that she and her husband had, when we started dating, she treated me just like everybody else. At Christmas, I got the same thing as everybody else, which made me really feel bad, because they did not have a lot of money. And but it didn't matter who you were.
Yeah.
Everyone's the same. And, you know, and you still see people all over the place. You and I did a presentation with a broker down in Gordonsville.
Yeah, that was
in
Smith County.
In Gordonsville. And it turns out she knew my mother-in-law. She lived down the street from him. And that same thing. It's just, you know, she was so special. So, sorry going on and on, but hats off to all the mothers out there, because, you know, they, they're behind all the good things in the world. So are dads. But today,
Mom. Dad, you get your month next month.
Exactly.
But, you know, and we talk about that this show is about all the things that matter. And I think that that's really important, that we are having this discussion. I remember growing up, like I said, my parents were very, very working poor. We actually lived in a hotel for a year on Skid Row in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I'm a Los Angelino originally. And so we lived in this hotel, and it was built in the 20s. And this hotel was right on Highway 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
There you go.
So it was Route 66. So I remember at one time, I wish I would still have this, but the one time we saw a register from back in the day. I mean, and presidents had stayed at this hotel. Now, obviously, this was years on, and it was no longer in that kind of shape. But there was a little coffee shop that was in this hotel. And my dad ran the Continental Busways bus depot, and he worked in the bar. He was a bartender. And my mother ran the cafe, the coffee shop. And she would have people that, I mean, you know, these were the people that lived on the streets. These were the homeless at the time. And they would have a tab, and they would come into her coffee shop. And she would tell me, she said, you know, people would ask her, why are you giving food to these bums? You know, that's how people would say to her. And my mother would say, that gentleman When he gets his check on the first of the month, I'm the first place he comes. And he pays his tab every month on time, and he tips me.
Oh.
Even though I won't let him. He right. insists. And then he'll take some of his money, and he'll go and he'll get a shower.
Right.
Get a room for the night. He'll get a shower. And this was his, you know, was there, and it wasn't just him, it was several. And she said, you know, what I have learned is that these are people. And that everyone has a story. Mom was big on that everyone had a story. And that we could learn something from their story. One of the gentlemen that she was referring to, his daughter was the singer Rosemary Clooney. Rosemary
what?
Clooney's nephew is
George Clooney.
And she had tried numerous times to get her father off the streets.
Right.
But he said, I'm happy here. And there was a whole story, and I think there was something with that he had lost his wife,
mm-hmm.
and it just devastated him mm-hmm. to the point of, you know, mental illness, and he ended up in this situation. But he was happy, because
right.
what he could control was that environment.
Exactly.
And he was happy.
Yeah.
So she would come down, or she would have one of her people come down a couple times a month and give him a little extra money, and, you know, so he
right.
could get cleaned up, you know, get a hotel room
right.
for a couple nights. But this was a choice that he was making that he could control. And I think that's so important, because when we think about, you know, our homeless or people that are struggling with mental health, we want to micromanage, I think, a little bit too often, right? We want to come in and be the savior.
Right.
But the lesson that my mom taught me was that we don't always know what's right. We have to ask the questions and find out what the story is, and then how can we support and help? And that ties back, I think, so much with what we do at Clinch Pal.
Exactly. Meeting people where they are. And taking them where they want to go, or helping them get to where they want to go. And, you know, that's at the crux of everything. And I think speaking for all of our staff members, that's one reason why Clinch Pal is known so well for what we do, is because all of us have life experiences that are among the same life experiences other people who need help are. We've walked in the moccasins. And these difficult times in your life are not pleasant, but they do make you who you are.
Yes.
And and for the most part, you know, there's good in all situations.
Yes.
Just like you said, you know, the first thought that goes through our mind is, you know, there, but by the grace of God go I. But who are we to decide whether this man is happy or not?
That's right.
But for folks who have not, if that's not the choice, you know, there are just limitations, money, mm-hmm. situations, mental
access.
Health. Right. Abusive mm-hmm. relationships. Exactly. And it's hard. You know, I will say it's hard to ask for help.
Yes.
You know, you're not from around here, but we are a very stubborn and proud people.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a good thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
And it's hard to ask for help sometimes, lots of times. So, and it's not a handout, you know, it's not necessarily a handout. But there are things that you really, really need help with. And it's important to ask or go looking for the help. And, you know, sometimes it's really hard to know who you can trust.
Very, very good point.
Exactly. So that's a piece of it, too. So at Clinch Pal, we are people you can trust. You can ask people that have been helped by Clinch Pal or who have been given guidance in some way. Sometimes it's big help. Sometimes it's little help. And Clinch Pal is just one of many, many groups out there. But finding people... groups, organizations that are in and of your tribe, so to speak, and knowing who to trust and is important. So, you know, and if you're mothers, you have good intuition.
Mm-hmm. Mine did. I see that eyebrow go up and I knew something wasn't right.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That is exactly right. So,
on that note, we're going to take a little break and we're going to talk about some of the help that
absolutely.
We do offer.
Exactly.
Should you or someone you know need some. This is Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell and WAEW.
If you've ever dreamed of owning a home but credit or income issues stood in the way, Clinch Powell can help. As a HUD-certified counseling agency, their staff of caring and compassionate counselors have the knowledge and skill to get you back on track. The best part, their services are free. Start today by calling Stace Cargi at 865-274-8598 or visit them online at clinchpowell.net. Clinch Powell is an equal housing opportunity. NMLS 240-3630.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I'm Stace Cargi.
And I'm Lindy Turner.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
And no one loves or cares like a mama does. I know that's true.
Boy, howdy.
And speaking of how a mama cares, we got a lot of mamas that work for Clinch Powell.
We do.
We do. We have a lot of mamas that work there. And I'll tell you what, our crew is some of the most walk the walk, been there, compassionate folks you're ever going to meet. And for somebody who may be struggling with some repair issues, maybe you're 62 or older, or your mom is,
exactly,
or your dad is, or your neighbor is, and you're like, you know, I know that they could use some help because that roof doesn't look so good, but you don't really know where to start.
Right.
We can be that initial phone call.
That's right. You can call us at 865-828-5927, and we'll get you started. You can also find all the information on our website at clinchpal.net. But like Stace said, you have, you know, lots of rain here lately. It is spring. Mm-hmm. You got roof leaks, call Clinch Pal. If, you know, it's going to be getting warmer. I think it's going to be 85 already this
it's
week.
Crazy.
You know, it's like if you don't have air conditioner that works, call Clinch Pal. If you have windows that are drafty and your electric bills are sky high, call Clinch Pal. These are some of the things that, you know, that we will could be able to help you with. And we have different programs, don't we, Stace?
Yes, we do. So it's not a one-size-fits-all.
No.
Which is really nice because somebody will say to me, well, what if I make too much for this? Does that mean I can't get any help? Well, not necessarily, because there's different income limits for different programs.
Right.
There's different requirements for different programs.
Right.
And sometimes we can even combine programs.
That's true.
To maximize
right.
some of the things. So one of the programs that I'm really familiar with is a USDA program, which is called their home repair program. Mm-hmm. It is technically it's called a USDA 504 repair. No one needs to remember that, but I'm just throwing it out there. So I really do know what this one is. But the 504 program is great because they offer a hybrid. It's a if you qualify, $10,000 in free money that you pair up with a 1% loan. That'll go up to $40,000.
Right.
So if you have some significant issues like maybe an HVAC and you need new windows and you've got a roof issue. We just did one a few months ago and client is so thrilled. She was able to get the $10,000 in free money. She paired it up with $17,000 in a 1% loan over 20 years. Her payment's less than $30 a month.
What? How
yes.
much is that payment?
Less than $30 a month. She can afford, now, not just to get the repairs, but she can afford to age in place.
Exactly.
This is huge when you start thinking about that.
It really is. And being able to stay home,
mm-hmm.
you know, which, you know, if you're a mom, it's where you raised your children.
Yes.
And you know, staying home is the goal.
Yes.
But it needs to be a healthy home, one that's safe and is comfortable and that you can afford.
Yes.
So that's one example. We have other programs that, you know, if you have to be 60 years old or older, but you can actually make a little more money than the 504 program. But this program's not available year-round. 504 is always available, but this is called the Carol Peterson program, and it's only available in the spring, basically. And so there's a certain amount of money set aside, so you get on the list, and if you get funded, then that's a different program that's available. And then we have another program that's available called the Housing Preservation Grant, and it's similar to the 504, except for you can also make income can be higher in that program as well. And, you know, if your income is, if you happen to make a little bit too much money for all those programs, we can also do home loans, some home repair loans as well. And there are other groups that have programs as well. I know, I'll bet many of the viewers out here or listeners out here are very familiar with a weatherization program, mm-hmm. which is a fabulous program and so needed. And sadly, never has enough money, and the waiting lists tend to be pretty long.
Yeah,
but the thing is, whether you call Upper Cumberland Human Resources Agency or you call Clinch Pal or whatever group you call, I believe folks in this business will try, if they don't have a program that can help you, they will try to refer you to somewhere that will help you. But since we have multiple programs at Clinch Pal, when you call us, you're not asking for a specific program. You just give us your information and we will do our best to thread that needle for you so you don't have to become an expert in all these, you know, rules and regulations and whatever, because that's too hard.
You can get mired down in it.
Yeah. You don't care what program it comes from. If you need help, you just need the help.
That's right. And that goes back to, with the Clinch Pal staff, we're going to meet you where you are. Right. The first thing that we're going to do when you fill out an application is we're going to assess what we see on the paper, and then we're going to combine it with what are you saying to us?
Mm-hmm.
Because are you saying that you're wanting this, but your application may be saying something different? So we want to clarify, right? That's a big thing.
Yes.
And then the second thing that we need is people ask me, well, what kind of documentation do you need? Estimates. This is probably the most difficult thing that I'm seeing come back, is to get estimates. And if you are having difficulty, don't let that stop you. Talk to us, because we do have people. You know, we had Gary on last week. We have people like Gary that can help you.
Right.
You know, the Home Builders Association here in Cumberland County is a great place to start, right? Because they have people that have been vetted out, professionals that have been vetted out. Because the last thing that you want is to invite somebody into your home that you know nothing about.
Exactly.
And you don't know, you know, what their work ethic is. You don't know that they're going to come back after you pay them some sort of a deposit. You don't know these things. But Home Builders Association is fantastic, because we do know those contractors.
Right.
You know, or you talk to, you know, Gary, or you talk to the people back at the staff at Clinch Pal, and they've got contractors that they work with there in Granger County and the other counties that are east of us here in the Upper Cumberland. And we're going to put you together, right? We're not going to do it for you.
Mm-mm.
But we're going to say, hey, here's some contractors that we know do really great work.
Right. But the choice is yours.
The choice is yours.
Right. Exactly. But it is important to, it's comforting to know that it's like, okay, here's a list of people who have a history and have proven themselves, and that I can feel comfortable in trusting.
Yeah. I think that is the biggest concern I see, because there are so many scams. We had a big scam here a couple years ago in the Fairfield Glade area, where we had contractors that were taking deposits and not fulfilling any obligation whatsoever. Mm. And so it is scary.
It is
scary, and you want to be armed with as much information as possible.
Right.
But at the same time, we want to make sure that we don't do it for you at Clinch Pal. We do it next to you. We do it with you. We are your partner.
Right.
And that, to me, has the greatest value. We were talking about earlier in the hour, we were talking about my mom and the homeless people that used to come into her coffee shop. And people would say, why are you doing this, right? But her response was always the same. It was, you know, they're needing control. Right. We can't take control away from somebody. You know, this is your home. You know it better than anybody. You know what your goals are. How can we partner with you in that?
Right.
How can we help you get to that next place, so that if this is your final home. This is the home where you're going to be planting roots down and being at forever. How can we get it in the tip-top shape that you're not going to have continuing issues with? Or if this is a home that's maybe going to be a 10-year home, how do we get you prepared for that next home even after that?
And it all ties back also to maintenance. So, you know, if you're lucky enough, blessed enough to own your home, that is a huge blessing.
Yes.
And, you know, no one can take that from you if it's paid off, but as long as you make your mortgage. But if you don't maintain your home, it will not take care of you forever.
Right.
You know, it's like you raise kids, you kind of raise your house. My aunt, I remember when I was 5 years old, just a little thing. And I remember when going with my mom and my aunt and my grandmother, you know, we're close knit family. My aunt was also a single mom. My grandmother was a single mom who raised girls, which, you know, that and was an unusual thing back then. But at any rate, my aunt finally had enough money to put down a down payment to buy a house. And I remember we went and looked at the house. And again, I was five. I remember this. And what a big deal it was. And the house was $5,000.
Wow.
But, you know, back in 1961, $5,000, you know.
A lot of money.
Was a lot of money at the time. But anyway, she did buy it. And, you know, as I grew up, I was very close to my aunt. She told me when I bought my first house, she said, "You know, Thumper," that was my nickname, Thumper, "you know, Thumper, I try to buy my house a birthday present every year. And that way, it doesn't need everything all at once." In other words, she does something preventative to her house every year before it breaks.
I love that.
Oh, yeah. And I told my children that. All the home loan clients that we work with, I tell them that that's the same thing, you know. Buy it a birthday present every year, so you're doing something to improve it, maintain it, and then you won't, you know, you won't have all the things coming that need repair all at the same time.
Wow, I love that. I've never heard that term, but I really like that. That I like that concept.
Right.
Well, on that note, if there's something that you would like to purchase for your home for its birthday this year.
Exactly.
But maybe, you know, your birthday funds are a little low.
Right.
You could use a little bit of help. Please check us out. Head to our website. It's clinchpal.net. When you get on the website, you'll see a bar across the top. Look for housing solutions. You click that, and then you'll see home repair. You click that. You can apply right there online, right there from your phone, which is super handy.
It is.
I've gone through the application. Believe me, it is very basic.
Right.
It will not take you a lot of brain power to get it through. It's basic information.
Right.
Once you finish that application, that will go to our wonderful intake specialist. They'll review it, and they'll contact you for those next steps, you know, from documentation that we're needing at that point. Again, reassessing, are we understanding that we're on the same page with what you're asking for? Is there anything else that's needing repair? What is the situation? And then that way we can align those needs and wants, mostly needs, but needs and wants,
right,
to the programs that are best suited for you, because it's definitely not a one size fits all.
No, it's not. And, you know, like I said, it's threading the needle, and sometimes we're threading more than one needle to get you, you know, what you might need.
And
that's
maybe
what we do. That's our job.
100%. And maybe you want to buy a new house? Hey, we do that too.
Absolutely.
Happy to help. All different types of loan programs, from USDA 502 Direct, which is a subsidized loan for very low income, all the way to a brilliant conventional loan with no private mortgage insurance at 100% financing.
What?
So
what did you say? Say that again.
100% loan with no private mortgage insurance, no PMI required on a conventional loan. It's fantastic. So we can meet you wherever it is that you are on the spectrum. We're here to help. Again, find us at clinchpal.net. You can reach me at 865-274-8598.
And at the office at 865-828-5927.
Thanks, moms. Happy Mother's Day. We appreciate you.
Happy Mother's Day.
We'll see you next week on WAEW. This is Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell.
Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell airs every Sunday beginning at 1:15 right here on WAEW AM.